And welcome back to the Tiltcast, episode 82. Meanwhile, 750 miles away, Justin eludes the FBI on trumped up sex offender charges.
In this episode, we're going to talk about Super Monday Night Combat, Sword and Sorcery, Witcher 2, Justin's mom, and some news. Stay tuned.
All right, and we are back with the Tiltcast, and this is going to be a weird episode because, hey, I'm 750 miles away from everybody.
Thank God.
Yeah, I'm up in Denver. So, without any kind of direction at all, we got the Trenelope. Say hey.
Hey, what's up?
Asshole. And then somewhere across the internet, there is the Holly Badger. Say
yeah,
hey.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah. All right. And I'm Justin the Nasty Nuss. So today, we're going to be talking about some video games, and I dug up a shitload of news, and, well, let's just start off doing this easy. What have you guys been up to? I haven't seen you, Trent, in so long. I don't know what to do.
Are you having withdrawals?
Yeah.
I am, but I have another teddy bear next to me.
Wow.
Not paying attention to me at all on his laptop, nerding out John. So he can't really say hi because I just have this headset on. But
how are you and your boyfriend doing up there in Denver?
We're doing pretty good. He's waving. So speaking of that, actually, you know what? I'll jump to me in a minute. What have you been up to, Trent?
Work.
Work? That sounds interesting. Like, what any kind of work you can talk about.
Work.
That's what works say.
I was working for a photographer here in town, mm-hmm. Building a website for her, getting it all set up. I might have a job working for a...
working in porn?
Yeah, working in porn. But now I might have a geologist whose website I might be doing, maybe if I can get the cash up front, because I don't trust him for shit.
Geologist. I mean, what kind of website can you make for a geologist? You're like, hey, here is what I do. I look at minerals all day.
Yeah, it's his price.
I mean, what does he do? Just test for oil or what?
Yeah, he's contracted geologist, so it's like they pay him to come out and do stuff. Like he can do court stuff, all that crap, and he has fees. So,
court stuff, as in like what?
He can be a professional witness in any kind of like trial that has to do with geology. You ever seen that movie, A Civil Action, with John Travolta, you bastard?
I have, but I don't remember. So tell me the relevance before I make a total ass out of myself.
No, I'm just saying, in that movie, they had a lot of professional witnesses, like, you know, like geologists and psychologists.
Okay, but a professional witness as a geologist, give me a scenario, because
I got one.
Okay, give me a scenario.
Is it possible for chemicals to run off into the water supply, and he can go out there and say, well, you know, the way that this entire bank is set up, it's rock up here, but underneath is nothing but sediments and stuff like that that can flow straight through into the water supply. So that would be his professional opinion.
You just did the listeners a professional service there.
Yes.
So now they know how a geologist can be used in a court of law.
Yes.
So, fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
But other than that, just... working on crap. Microsoft, I had a run-in with Microsoft this morning.
Yeah? What do you mean a run-in with Microsoft?
Well, they did that same thing again where I canceled my auto-renew for a year's service, and they charged me for it.
Again?
And they actually overdrafted my billing account that I used to pay bills by $100 because...
Did they charge you a full... Well, I guess, what, is it $60 or what?
Yeah, it's $60. Basically, what happened was I turned off auto-renewal, and they still charged it to me last month.
Right.
Even though it wasn't due until whenever. And I'd already turned it off, and I had paid another bill. So Microsoft took the money out, and then my bill I paid came through. So one overdraft fee, another overdraft fee ended up being $100. I talked to Microsoft, a really nice guy named Ryan. And him and I sat there and bullshitted about Dark Souls and Mass Effect for a while. And he went ahead and credited me back the cash, which was really nice. Because the last time this happened, the French chick I talked to was a total fucking bitch.
Like, I hope she's listening.
Yeah.
Was she a cunt?
Yeah, she was a cunt. She was a Monet Visage. So, and
is that something to do with vagina or?
Yeah, basically it's okay. Vagina face.
So. Vagina face. That's how you say vagina face in French?
Not really. It's kind of a loose translation.
Is that kind of like just the translation?
No, it's an actual thing you can say. It's like brasez-vous. There's really no fuck, but you can say brasé. Like, brasez-vous means fuck you. And that's widely accepted fuck in French, just like in German. You have flicken, which strikes, so, you know.
So gotcha.
It's all slang. But he hooked me up, and my bank said they're going to go ahead. Once the credit shows up, they'll take away the insufficient fee funds, which would be nice. So I'll get all my money back.
Well, that's good.
Yep. And I get commission work on that photographer's website, so that's sweet.
Yeah, it should help make up for some of that while you're waiting on your money back.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I might buy a new desk and give you mine.
Oh, okay. Might be able to deal with that, because my desk sucks.
Yeah, I know. I can't have sex on it. It sucks.
Are you still trying to pay me back for that?
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't that big of a deal.
It was a company desk. You know? It wasn't really like it was
Who
my desk.
Who doesn't want to do that?
On your own desk.
I don't.
He didn't. I didn't know it was going to be your desk. That happened there. Because it was my desk before yours.
Could have used some Pledge.
All right.
You told
well,
me
Holly.
It was a coffee stain. I don't know.
Yes, Justin.
What have you been up to?
I've been working a lot. I started
make up some.
Make up something? I don't have to make anything up. I've been running a lot. I ran like 4 miles today, which was a bitch.
That's got to be, you got to look like you're doing more work than everybody else. Are your legs spinning faster than everybody as you're running? Is it like a mini Sonic the Hedgehog
going on? That's why I say running. Like, I'm supposed to be jogging, but if I go with someone else, I have to run.
It's kind of like when you have, like, and in no way am I calling you a bitch by doing this, but it's like you have the little dog running next to the big dog. Actually, you see the little legs just moving faster?
Actually, I was thinking you related it more to Sonic the Hedgehog. I think she'd be more like Tails. Because he was
Tails?
Shorter than Sonic.
That's okay. Yeah, that's
like
fair.
I like Tails, so that's okay.
Yeah, I know you like Tails.
Tails. Sexual. Oh, you mean the video game. Gotcha. I mean, you Sonic the Hedgehog, right? Yeah.
He had a sidekick later on, remember?
No, that's what you're talking about.
No, I also went to the shooting range today, and that was awesome.
What'd you shoot?
A lot of guns. I went with Casey, so I actually had him message me and tell me what all I shot.
Damn it, I wish I was there.
Like, I shot a 9mm, 40 cal, 45 cal, 30-60. I don't even know what that is, but I shot it.
You shot it.
I shot it. I'm probably going to say this wrong. Morin Nagan? It's like a Morin... whatever. I don't know. Russian.
Morin Nagan. That sounds like something out of World of Warcraft.
Well, no, it's like a Russian gun.
I'm spelling...
Do what?
Morin Nagan.
It's Morin. Nagant.
Nagant?
Nagant. And then there's a 12-gauge shotgun, 22 cal, 45 Colt, and a 410 shotgun.
So you mean a... I don't know how that's pronounced either. Mosin Nagant.
Oh, yeah. Mosin. What did I say? Morin? Mosin.
I was thinking like Mass Effect or something like that. I wasn't sure. So it was a bolt-action rifle, right?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Those are... looks like they're fairly old.
Yeah.
Like really old, actually. So that was... where the hell does did Casey get one of those from?
I think it was a Christmas gift last year or a birthday gift from last year.
It's a Christmas gift.
Yeah. I think he got it from Shannon's dad or something.
Casey needs to buy me a gun for my birthday.
Casey, if you're listening, I want a gun. Anything. I mean, as long as it's not a BB gun.
A BB gun?
Yeah. No. Okay, I guess they made some more of these up in the 70s, so either way, it's still like a classic. I say a classic. I didn't know what it was, so I guess it...
Vintage.
Vintage gun, there we go.
Yeah.
That's a good word.
It's a retro like... rifle.
Yeah.
It's a rifle?
It was pretty awesome, though.
Sounds cool. Like, did you just go shooting all afternoon?
No, we got there at about 11 o'clock, and we only shot for like 2 hours, and then went home, and then I went running.
Meanwhile, everybody worked.
Hey, this is my one day off in like 3 weeks, so...
You've been working hard.
Yeah, I have. It hasn't fucking been worth it.
Well, I mean, that sounds fun. I wish I'd have gone shooting.
Justin, what have you been doing?
Yeah.
Well, there's a reason that I'm not in Tulsa tonight, and that's because I'm in Denver for work. Working on some projects that I have no way that I could ever talk about on the air or otherwise.
Getting his final post-op surgery done.
Yeah, it's that kind of project. I want to make sure that I can be the best personal assistant that I could ever be.
Oh, yeah, just so you know, those guys will be here tomorrow to paint your room pink, so that it's ready when you get back.
Good. I needed a spare thong and I need another dress.
They're going to install the princess bed on Saturday.
Gotcha. But yeah, so I'm obviously never really talked too much about what exactly I do, but
he's a hitman.
Yeah.
Wow, that'd
No.
be awesome.
We're all hitmen. That's what
Wait, yeah, I'm just on a project up here in Denver. I did not want to miss the show tonight for work. I didn't have to, as long as I brought my laptop with me, and I guess I bought a laptop. Having a lot of fun with that. Been able to play video games while I'm here, which is pretty neat.
Yeah.
My schedule now is pretty freaking sweet. I'm back to a pretty normal schedule, so that means that I'm more or less a normal individual again. I got an 8 to 5 now, so feels good to be a gangster.
Yeah, welcome to the club.
That's all I'm saying. So yeah, I mean it's having a pretty damn good week. So I've been drinking a decent amount while I'm up here, but not too much. But it seems like everybody that's up here that's higher than me drinks anyway, so it kind of works out.
Well, you can write it off, can't you?
No, cannot write off my drinks.
Damn, that sucks.
So, but I can write off dinners. And like, I went to this place called Steuben's, which what's his name? Guy Fieri, the guy from Food Network.
Yeah.
Looks like friend Jason.
Yeah.
Me and John here were looking through and trying to find out like a cool place to go. You know, just didn't want to go to McDonald's or Burger King or something like that here. Want to go and check out the local places. And so we went and did that on like Monday, and it's like way out in the middle of like uptown basically. So it was like a good 30 miles from where I'm staying. And we had something called Stubby Snacks, which are like we eat me and him.
Sorry.
Stubby? But yeah, so they're like it's kind of like some they got it like a sweet coating on the outside of pork tenderloin in little shapes about the size of Hershey Kisses. Then you dip it in like a chili sauce, and so there's like a sweet, kind of sweet spicy mix to it.
Yeah.
Pretty damn tasty. And then they had like gravy fries, and then we all both had a couple of steaks. So
Damn.
it was pretty damn tasty.
You're eating a lot more there than we did whenever we went to Boston.
Well, yeah, it's because I get to write off.
You had your like what, $11 salad or something like that?
Well, I'm trying to, like, obviously, it's not a vacation. I got to work a lot. I have friends up here that I'm not going to have time to see.
Yeah.
Excuse me. So basically, I'll be able to do a little bit of extra stuff while I'm here. So it's like I did that, and then last night I went to a bar called like Lotto's or something like that. And if you're from Denver and you're listening, you probably know exactly what I'm talking about. It's like a two-story bar that has like 10,000 square feet. They serve burgers and stuff like that on top of beer, and I had like an Ivory IPA. It's pretty damn tasty. And then today, like my work hooked me up at a freaking sweet hotel. Like we have a living room, basically like a sitting area next to a bar with a kitchen, with a full service kitchen. Like I have a range, I have a dishwasher, a coffee pot, you know,
Yeah.
microwave, everything. Like, you
So
know, nothing.
you're actually in a suite, not a hotel. Like
Yeah,
that. Okay.
absolutely. And like we have a bedroom. That sounds really weird, but you got 2 beds. But I mean it's pretty damn cool. The only thing that sucks about this, I'm staying at a place called Staybridge Suites. So by the time anybody hears this, I'll be gone, so don't care now. But at this place, like they have complimentary like breakfast and dinner. And so you can go down in the morning and get like eggs and bacon or sausage with
Eggs.
like
Sorry. I was
so
thinking of
like
something else.
they had fajitas last night and free beer, and then I didn't know about that. We weren't going out on the town, and then tonight they had like burgers. Like they have a grill out back behind here, so the guy that's cooking or whatever, the chef for the hotel, he's out there cooking burgers, and then we have Killian's on tap as along with Coors. So I got to have like fresh Killian's with I had about three of them,
So
but
it's kind of like being at fat camp.
kind of exact opposite of being at fat camp.
Well, I don't really think fat
Could
camp is where you go to lose weight. I think fat camp's where you go to hoard candy bars. So.
But yeah, I mean, just complimentary service like that. I stayed here last time, but it wasn't quite the suite. So, in a suite. Only crappy thing is my internet is not the best. So, I'm on a Wi-Fi connection with like a 384K down. I mean, it's not the best.
Yeah.
So, good enough for Skype, and that's pretty much it.
Barely.
Barely, yes. Well, we had some technical difficulties earlier, and we're starting like an hour late.
Well, no, I'm picking up some cutting in and out every once in a while, but I don't know if that's just our audio channel overamping yours, and that'll sound fine in the final or not. But we'll find out.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll find out later.
Otherwise, Justin's going to be like.
I seriously hope it's not doing that. If you can hear me just fine, I mean, we're still running through the return, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we should be all right.
You always gotta just factor in the unknown.
The X factor.
I don't call it that anymore.
I like X factor. Oh yeah, that's the other thing. I can't smoke for anything up here, so.
Yeah, we're both smoking cigarettes right now.
Yeah.
And drinking green tea.
So, out there, don't smoke because it sucks and you're old and you can't smoke because you got a job that doesn't let you and a hotel room that won't let you. That's the reason you shouldn't smoke.
Oh, yeah.
Because cancer and kill you. So, anyway.
I'm ready to get off this fucking ride.
Yeah. So, games. We should maybe talk a little bit about those. Actually, you know what? Before I go into that, why don't we go into our question from last week?
Yeah, that's a good boy.
Yeah, so, you know, Holly, you weren't here because you were tired and things weren't going so great for you. And
period.
We had the Jesus on the show, and you should, if you haven't listened to last week's show, you should. Jesus is hilarious.
Yeah, we might actually fire you and bring him on.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Not Christ, but Jesus V.
Jesus. Jesus Cristo.
Jesus Cristo. Such a murder of the two languages.
I know.
So we had a question last week. Basically, Holly, and now I'm putting you on the spot. What comic book character or series would you like to see turned into a game?
Nemesis.
Yeah.
Nemesis?
Yep.
Was there a comic book for Nemesis?
Yeah, that's the Kick-Ass follow-up.
Oh, gotcha. For some reason, I was thinking Resident Evil.
I thought they were working on a movie for that one.
I heard they were a year and a half ago.
It said I knew what you were talking about, and he didn't. Yeah. You know, so.
It's okay.
No, it's not.
But yeah, that would be awesome. That would be a badass game.
Yeah. Or a movie. Yeah, that would be awesome.
Either way.
Well, we had some messages back from others. And we post, if you ever want to do this, basically we do a question every week for the new listeners that we've been getting recently. And basically what we do is me and Trent and Holly and whomever else is filling in.
Will. Don't forget Will. You're like, oh, me, Trent, Holly, you know, and just whoever else, you know, who's Will?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, we got Will Dove on the show, and he's doing this because he had some stuff come up. But anyways, we do this question every week that we make up during our break, which is much longer than you guys ever hear. And we talk about, we just make something up, and we want to hear some funny responses. So that's why we do this. This week's aren't very funny, but they're informative. So we had Michael Shazam said Daredevil. We had Paul from Germany said Flash or Deadpool.
They already Scott did a Flash television series, yeah. Was this for television or for video games?
For games.
I don't remember if they did a Flash video game or not, but I remember they had the old TV series, and it was the guy who played the father in The NeverEnding Story 2. Was the one who played Flash in it. It was a horrible show back in like the 90s.
Well, back before people really knew what to do with video games, I mean, you saw like every movie being turned into a video game on Nintendo or Super Nintendo pretty much.
Yeah, well, Die Hard made a good game. That was a fun game series, and you could pick the collection up on PlayStation. That was actually fun.
Well, anyways, I'm going to move along here. I guess Scott McFadden said Sin City. And he says, who doesn't want to play as Marv? And I kind of agree.
Yeah, that's true.
So we had another one via email. And I'm going to say that's from Sophie. She basically said, hey, Tiltcast, I don't read comics, but I do read books. And a series that would be really cool as a game is a book by author Darren Chan called Demonarda. It's a 10-book series for teens based on demons. It's an awesome series, and I love this story, and it's gory and very gripping.
It's like the Witches of Waverly, but with demons.
I don't know enough about the comic. But go look it up. So I would say it would make a good survival horror with the RPG elements. Okay. Sophie. So fair enough.
Do you change outfits to have different powers?
No, that's Final Fantasy X 2.
Yeah, I know.
Jeez, I did a little bit of that this weekend. Had a lot of people tell me not to be afraid to nerd out on the show a little bit. I really nerded out on Saturday, which is why I didn't make Gauntlet. What?
No, I'm just giving a shit. People are like, so where's Justin? I'm like, he's tabletop gaming tonight over an Xbox. And I'm like, yeah, seriously.
Yeah. No, I actually had like 19 messages on Sunday saying, don't be afraid to do some RPG, man, it's cool, and I appreciate support.
No, I would have done it. So, I mean, I used to love doing that stuff when I don't want to say when I was younger because that belittles you. I'm just saying back in the day, I used to like doing that.
Back in the day. Well, honestly, I haven't played D&D in, well, I think I've only played it through one campaign.
Oh, yeah.
Never was huge into it. I like Final Fantasy. I like fantasy in general, but I kind of like to put a spin on it. So when I became an adult, my friend Dave was like, hey, want to do some gaming? And me and him and Scott, formerly on this show on Carousel Now, and John, actually, all used to tabletop game together. And for years, we'd do it like once a month. We'd always come up with a new campaign that was nothing D-based. It was all Dave's game. Dave called it Wasteland, and so it was a series based on like a post-apocalyptic future. So maybe it wasn't called exactly Wasteland, but long story short, it was like a survival kind of like post-apocalyptic kind of series thing that he had going on. So he had a lot of interesting skills and things like that. And as a DM, he's always really funny and really entertaining, as he is in life outside of being a DM. But did something kind of similar this time, where he kind of tied into that whole thing called Run, where we basically had to not focus as much on combat. And the idea is Dave wanted an RPG that we could play in one day and finish. And so I think he made a total of 36 different scenarios that he could go and then plan to wing it if we didn't pick up on any of those paths. So we ended up picking up on one of the paths that he thought we might choose, and ended up playing a game where we basically avoided a lot of combat and took advantage of our survival skills, which was kind of neat. So the way he implemented that with the story is really interesting and fun. And like, it came down to, like, he gave all of our characters amnesia so that he could basically, he had everything preset so we wouldn't take as much time going through picking skills and things like that. So he gave us a list of skills that we could randomly grab based on a check that we'd make. And then he also gave us, he had a list of 20 things that he wrote on paper, or not wrote, but printed out for each character that was invited to the game. And basically what happened is at some point we'd remember something that we had done previously before we escaped this facility or whatever, I guess. Basically, it made us have these checks where you'd remember something and either remember a skill or remember something more about the story to kind of tie it all together at the end. The idea was that we might have 10 or 15 of these by the end of the game and kind of pin together the rest of the story. And by the end of it, it worked fairly well, and we were able to mesh that together in order to make a cohesive whole and a final end of the story. And I was really impressed that he was able to take something that normally takes most people that RPG months and months and months of this stuff, or, you know, a solid month of a bunch of super dorks playing it every night to get through. I mean, we played for 2 years on a game and never made it through the full campaign, and he was able to cohesively fit this into about a 12-hour block and make it work.
That's
so
awesome.
Really, really innovative. Really liked the skill system on how he'd bring it out and be like, here's a story piece, and he'd have a paragraph he'd written out with some story elements from your character's past to kind of tie in who he is as a person and how his skills or his memories might benefit the rest of your team. So it was really interesting, and I really enjoyed myself, and I don't get to hang out with those guys enough, because we're all adults when you don't have, you know, well, I have a normal schedule now, but who's to say that's going to last?
Yeah.
So to all those people out there that do RPG, props to you. I really hope that kind of stuff stays around. And if you're an adult, hey, don't be afraid of it. I don't have time to game all the time, so it's kind of a once-a-year thing for me. But anyways, on to games. And enough of me monologuing. Trent, what have you been playing?
Nothing.
Oh, goddammit. You haven't played anything in the last week?
Nope. Work.
Seriously.
Work.
All right, moving along.
I'm
Holly,
a businessman, goddammit.
I am too, but I play games.
I have Holly, my own office.
I am my own department.
Technically so. Yeah. So.
But anyways, I can't talk about that. So I can't just continue to one-up you. Otherwise, I'll get myself in trouble. Hmm. Holly, what about you?
Nothing. Except for Left 4 Dead.
Yeah,
did
I played
think
that, yeah.
Did
something.
Play Left 4 Dead.
Yeah, we did on Saturday.
How'd that go?
We played on Saturday, which was, you know, obviously it's Left 4 Dead, so it was awesome. I loved it. Ian decided to fall asleep. Thanks.
Nice, Ian. That'd be a trooper there.
Yeah, I kind of sucked ass.
Dude, we were terrible.
Actually, when he fell asleep, the NPC override was even better than he was. So.
Oh, I love Ian. And then on Monday, I played with TVGP.
So you've just been playing Left 4 Dead after Left 4 Dead after Left 4 Dead.
Pretty much, because Andrew and I started going through the campaign by ourselves, too. So, just, a lot of Left 4 Dead.
Fair enough. Well, I mean, to be fair, release-wise, I don't think any of us were really that impressed with Prototype to begin with. That came out last week. I really didn't want to pick it up because I knew I wouldn't have time. Or actually, that came out this week. Excuse me. And I don't think, Trent, you obviously didn't pick it up, did you?
No, I've been too busy to actually do anything.
Yeah, and I haven't had money.
No, I gotcha. I would have picked it up, but basically, if it's going to be the same damn thing that it was last time, it's too sandboxy even for me.
Yeah.
So, just not really interested. The only other thing I really wanted to touch on, and nobody really did, was Bloodforge, and that came out this week, probably today. But, or is that in The Walking Dead? Thankfully, though, there was more interesting titles that came out last week. There was Trials Evolution. Did any of you guys get a chance to play that?
Uh-uh.
Pretty damn fun. I've played the demo. I haven't played the full thing. So I only had, like, 2 days before I had to come up here. But there was also Super MNC, so Super Monday Night Combat for PC. Have you guys, either of you guys, touched that?
What part of work don't you understand?
And you said it was on PC, so no. I mean, we played it whenever we were at PAX, but other than that, I haven't played it.
Okay, so here's the concept of Super Monday Night Combat. What it is it's Monday Night Combat, but more of a Dota-style game. So what you do is you basically have a creep, and to explain that, the creep is the bots in Monday Night Combat in this form. And what you're doing is you're constantly sending your bots to attack the money ball. The money ball is their tower, basically. So you got to make it past their three towers. And once you make it past their three towers, you can attack the money ball with your bots. Once you've made that initial push with the bots and you get the bots to where they're getting to, where they're on the money ball, they'll knock down the shields, you can attack it and then take over the base and win. So the more money you get from killing bots or assisting or whatever, you have more money to buy bots. And that concept, like it was in the original Monday Night Combat, is there, except your pros, which are the characters that you can play, have more health and more abilities. And so they actually play a lot different. So like the soldier before was kind of a run-and-gun kind of guy, whereas right now he's kind of a
douchebag.
He's kind of just a medium regular assault class. I mean, what he does is he stays behind the bots and kind of shoots down the towers and whittles down the defense while keeping enemy players away with his grenade launcher. So, I mean, he's there to kind of support your pusher. And the pusher is the guy that's getting behind the bots. In this case, it's just a healer. So you take the healer and heal the bots and keep them moving along. Both types of healers they have now both drop turrets. So you can get the girl healer. And she can drop up to 3 turrets, but they're not as powerful as the male healer's turret. So you drop these turrets all over the place, and you only place 3 at a time. You use that to kind of harass enemy players that are trying to stop your bots, and you can also drop them to attack the turrets. So over time, it usually takes about 5 minutes or so, you can take down a turret with just that healer. But if you're just the healer by yourself, you're going to get owned by somebody else. So you have that soldier, they have this new guy that's a gorilla with a machine gun. The gorilla with the machine gun, he throws exploding barrels. And he's got a machine gun. He can't kind of Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
But he's pretty neat. He's more of a close combat kind of guy, though. So, I mean, he can run and charge everybody. If he charges you, he can knock you out of whatever action you're doing. Also do a bit of damage and kind of break up a group of guys because he moves a lot faster than normal. So, and then, of course, there's exploding barrels, so he's good for siege tactics. You have the tank class, which shoots some kind of weird homing eagle thing. It's like an eagle's head that's mounted on his arm that shoots out little clear eagle head things. I don't know what the hell they are. And then he also has this weird melee weapon that kind of looks like an upside down bar stool.
Eagle heads make eagle noises? Like, whenever they come out?
Not that, but he has a claw ability where he can grab somebody and pull them to him. Mm-hmm. And that makes an eagle sound. And at that point, if you have the upside down bar stool, you can start beating the shit out of the guy.
Awesome.
And that only takes about 8 hits with that to kill a pro. And the pros last a lot longer than they used to. So the idea being less combat among players, more actual focus on taking the game to the meta level where you're actually trying to push your bots forward and take on other people's towers before they take out yours.
Yeah, that was a big problem with Monday Night Combat itself, is, you know, you've got people who will hang back and set up tower defense, but then everybody's just kind of... And other times you'll run into a game where everybody says, fuck that, and just runs out there, and you're the only one at the base because you notice nobody else is there, so you're trying to set up towers, and you're just getting sniped by a sniper over and over again.
Yeah, so it's... The sniper is it's a free-to-play game, so anybody can play this that has Steam. So basically what happens is with the free-to-play game, you can earn money to purchase other pros, and pros vary between 4,500 and 9,000. So the snipers are, I think, 9,000, and there's a good reason for that, because they're kind of a game changer. They want you to learn how to play this game properly before you do it. The people that go just running and killing other pros or killing other players usually don't win, because they're not focusing on their bots. The bots are getting killed by the enemy turrets. And they probably have somebody else that's already just pushing by themselves because they're not paying attention to the push by the people to go take out other guys. And they'll probably lose anyway. So if you play properly, then you're going to end up making more money. So I make anywhere from about 300 to 500 a game. I think I'm up at like 8 wins and 2 losses right now. Maybe it's 3 losses. But that's a decent amount of time, because each game varies between about 15 and 30 minutes based on how long it goes. So I've been playing mostly healer, though. I've tried the girl healer. The nice thing about the girl healer is she doesn't heal a lot, but you just hold down the heal button, and everything that's within range of her shoots out a healing stream. So you can have bots next to you, you can have other players next to you, and they're all getting this constant heal effect on them.
Whereas, is it yellow?
No, it's blue.
Oh.
So that's actually Queez healing juice or something.
No, but she's actually pretty powerful as a player when it comes to like attack, because she's got a rivet gun, which is like a 20-shot, very slow-firing automatic rifle, basically. And then she's also got this ability where she like does a Hadouken move and shoots a light beam across the map. And that light beam will knock off like 500 hit points. Nice. So when she only has about 1,000, it'll knock one of, if it's versing a regular light pro, I can take off half their health with that one hit.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's really neat, but the original healer, the dude that's got the shotgun and the turrets and whatever and the bomb, he's a little bit more tough when it comes to his healing abilities, because once you upgrade your turret to level 4, then you have an additional heal stream that comes out. So you can initially only heal whoever you're pointing at, but instead of ticking for like 20, it ticks for like 60 when it's fully buffed out. So you're actually healing quite a bit more faster, and he has an accelerate ability where once he hits accelerate, it like ups that by 50, another 50%. So I can be sitting there just like really healing a guy really fast, to where he's almost unstoppable once I hit my boost.
So how many more characters do they have? Because they only had, what was it, 4?
You would ask me that right now. I'll have to look it up.
Okay. Because I know they had the sniper, they had the tank, the healer, and the assassin. But now I guess you just get different sexes with each one as well.
No, there's more to it than that. Each of these different guys play differently.
Okay. So it's basically not the same game anymore?
No, not the same game at all. And that's not a bad thing.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's... Let me see.
It's super.
It's super, yeah. So, okay. You have the different classes. You have Assault, Tank, Sniper, Support, and Gunner. And for each of these classes, you have... Let me see... No, this is regular Monday Night Combat, isn't it? Hold on.
Yeah, that was normal.
Let me see if I can find Pros Super Monday Night Combat. Sorry, guys. I suck.
I'm still working on the back.
What are you working on?
Oh, while you're looking at it, I was showing... I did do something this week, which was my Apple of Eden.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, it's looking pretty good. What do you think?
I think it looks awesome. I wanted to see how light it was.
Because it's pretty lightweight.
Yeah, it's really light. I'm thinking about making like a costume I want to go as.
I can help you. I can show you how to do this.
That would be awesome. Yeah. Like, I either want to do a big sister would be cool.
Yeah, I can show you how to do that.
From Bioshock or Samus.
Big sister would be easier on the design. The paint job would be a lot harder, because you're going to have to do aged barnacled, bronze and stuff like that. But there's stuff you can get that'll help you do it. The actual Bondo work is really easy if you've ever done just any kind of, like, like sanding or anything like that.
Not really.
Okay, this is pretty simple to pick up,
Well, once you're done with that, you should post some pictures on the site.
I'm going to. And stuff like this, like right here, this back area, it's a little bit wider inside this crack. So what I'm doing is I'm adding more Bondo in here and then sanding it down. So if you fuck up, you can always fix it. So it's one of those, working with Bondo to make props is a great thing, because no matter how badly you fuck up, you can fix it. Like right here, I had a chip. I need to restore that. But yeah, it looks good, and it's sort
Once you're done, definitely post some pictures.
No, I'm going to. But it's sort of an amalgamation of all three apples of Eden, because they change. It changes in every game. So I kind of made a nice little medley of all. But the front is pretty much done.
Yeah, and it looks awesome.
I'm not sure if I'm going to mold it, like cast a mold, and then use some clear plastic to create a sphere, and then create these little individual chunks with a black plastic that I can then coat with a metallic paint, and then adhere them to the clear sphere, because the clear sphere will be hollowed out, and then I can just place an LED inside there, connected to a button on the outside that you can click on, and it'll shine. Or if I'm just going to go ahead and keep it like this and make it to where it just doesn't work, it's just a nice display piece, because I'll end up painting these and painting the inside and tarnishing it a little bit, so it'll be silver with black. So
I did finally find those pros.
Awesome.
Nice. So Holly, you remember there was originally six. You had assault, tank, support, assassin, gunner, sniper. There's now 15.
Damn.
So aside from that, you have Captain Spark, Wayscott, Carl, Megabeth, Cheston, which is the gorilla, Veteran, which is the tank class, Leo, which is a healer that flies.
That's kind of funny.
Gunslinger, which is another sniper. So there's two sniper classes. You got Combat Girl and Leo, which are the two extra supports for your enforcers, which were like the tank and gunner. You have Cheston now, which is the gorilla, and Veteran, which is the guy that has the eagle arm.
They should have a female tank called Tank Girl.
They basically have that. She's not a tank. She's a striker. She's a girl with a RPG and roller skates. And she's called Megabeth.
That needs to be called Tank Girl.
Yeah, it would be Tank Girl skates, would be awesome.
Needs to be called Tank. And make it G-U, like G-U-R-L, so you don't actually straight up rip it off. But
Well, it's spelled just like Megadeth, just with a B.
Now, I think that a Tank Girl video game would piss me the fuck off. It's like, I completely forgot about that as a comic book, because it's just been so many years. I used to read the shit out of that when I was like 16, 15.
Yeah.
But I think a video game would be a horrible idea, but I would still buy the shit out of it, just because I love Tank Girl. Even the movie was actually fucking good, because Malcolm McDowell rocked in it.
Yeah, I love Malcolm McDowell.
He was so badass in that. But I love Lori Petty in that. That was, I mean, great role for her.
Yeah.
Before she became, I won't go there, but yeah.
So, but either way, this is the way Monday Night Combat should have always been. It is super fucking fun. And honestly, if you can play and win a few games, like I think if I could win another 10 games, I'd have enough money to buy my first pro. You can buy a pro for like about $5, which really isn't bad, especially since you get the whole thing for free. So if you have a favorite character that you want to play, like Assassin is automatically locked, but you can get Captain Spark, which is a new character. So most of the new characters, or about half the new characters, are unlocked. So like when you start the game, you can get the Assault, Megabeth, Captain Spark, Chest and Veteran, Combat Girl, support, but none of the snipers. So it leaves those other ones out to be either unlocked or bought.
Yeah.
So you could really, if you just wanted to customize it, if you like playing old school MNC, then you could basically buy the character you used to like a lot. Like if you like the tank a lot, you could buy him for like $6.95 or $5 or whatever it is. And then the rest of the game, I mean, you could earn all your extra stats, basically, because you remember on the last one you could buy endorsements, and the endorsements would give you extra stats.
Yeah.
Same thing. They have things where, like, if you die, you leave health behind. Hit something, if you start making contact with, like, more than one shot, you start getting a critical bonus. So, like, there's different things that give you an edge like that, so you can customize your character if you play a lot. You can also buy that stuff, but like I said, with free-to-play games, I've tended to buy some and then play a lot of the free-to-play until I got the hang of it. And then with this one, I didn't have a lot of extra money for this trip plus doing that, so I ended up just getting, you know, just playing the free-to-play for right now.
Yeah.
So working my way towards earning my first pro, which will be Wayscott, which is basically the, what do they call him? The Bullseye, the guy that would run around, you'd shoot him, and he looked kind of creepy.
Bullseye.
So basically, it looks, yeah, it looks kind of like him, except he's called Wayscott, and he's got, like, this weird, like, German trench helmet on. With like a bullet vest, and so he's got a hook, he's got a couple of other things. I think he can shoot bacon, which slows down enemies or something like that. It's kind of crazy.
Always about their bacon.
They love bacon, but yeah, if you go in there, Eccelstadt, the guy that played with us when this first came out, and we had him on one of our gauntlets actually.
Yeah.
Is usually every night that I've been on, he's been in the live chat, chatting it up with everybody and addressing issues. So like every time somebody says, "Hey, this is kind of broken," or "This needs more balancing," he's like, "Okay, I'll write it down. Okay, here's what we're doing. Okay, this is how we're addressing that." And like he's live doing that like almost every night on this game. So it's a really small company. I mean, we got the opportunity to meet him. There's like maybe 50 people in the whole company, and one of their main developers is sitting in their active forums playing with other people and chatting it up with users and getting good feedback from them. So really, really, really love SuperMNC. Other game I've been playing is Sword and Sorcery, which is a weird game that was released on PC. It's kind of an indie game. If you've been looking at Steam recently, they've been advertising it a lot for like $8. I was like, well, I don't have much to do here. I'm going to try it out because I need a break from third-person shooters and our regular RPGs. And it's a side-scrolling RPG that incorporates like a really weird kind of Boards of Canada-esque type soundtrack with a fantasy side-scroller. And so it's got this real unique pixel art that I like a lot that's pretty interesting. And then the... basically, you kind of quest, and it kind of tells you what to do, and then you got like a narrator that kind of tells you what to do, and it's not voice narrated, it's all text. And then you'll get into these combat situations where the combat, you right-click, they go into combat mode. When you go into combat mode, it shows an icon of your sword and an icon of your shield. And so a lot of times you're timing when the enemy hits to block or to take a really heavy attack before he quite hits you, because sometimes there's other enemies of attack that just block back. So at that point, it was timing the attack to get past the or get them before their attack finishes. So it's that part was kind of interesting. The other thing that's really interesting is you do some kind of thing where you're when you unlock these puzzles, you have to sing a song. I know that sounds kind of stupid, but basically you hold down a button and a bubble gets around your character, and you'll see something ping on the map, and then you go over to that map and you got to drag this bubble over to it, and then it forms another note that's in the soundtrack, and then you'll see another ping on the map, and you can go over that, and it joins another note in the soundtrack. And so the soundtrack starts to build on itself and starts to loop on itself, and then you join it all together, and then it completes the soundtrack as it's playing, and then you get to unlock this door or whatever. So that part's kind of cool. Really kind of a throwback to old school gaming, really a big throwback to old school gaming. Not much else to say about it. It does this really cool thing where it does it in episodes. So it says, well, before you start the episode, this will take you 20 to 35 minutes or something like that. And so I did with episode 1. Do you want to play? Yes. Okay, so I start playing the episode, and when I get done, it says, hey, by the way, you're taking a break right now. And the curtain falls on the game, and it puts you back to the title screen, and it wants you to take a break. So, which was perfect for me because I was staying up way too late. It was like probably a good time to go to bed. So I woke up the next day, got done with work, came back here, trying to figure out what we want to do for dinner. So I fired the game back up. Played again for a little while. It gets back to the narration. The narrator is like this dude smoking a cigarette in a suit and tie, and he's kind of telling the story of what's going on with your character. And then it goes back and it says, by the way, we're at the end of the episode. You're going to take another break. So the curtain falls, and it goes back to the title screen. I thought, that's kind of innovative. I really like this.
Yeah.
So, like, not real high-end graphics or anything like that. It's just a throwback to, like, old, like, you know, 8-bit Nintendo games, basically. Like 8-bit Nintendo RPGs. So, with a really, really decent soundtrack, if you like kind of that weird ambient electronic stuff that I do. But, anyways, hold on just a second. It's really dry up here, and it's kind of getting to me and making me cough a lot. The last one I was going to talk about is that, obviously, I started playing Witcher 2 last week. Haven't had a chance to touch it this week, but I played a shitload of it before I left. And so far, that is every bit the experience that you got from the PC version. It's a little bit down-res, but it's running as optimized as they could for the 360. Now, saying it's down-res, I don't want to cheapen the experience for you because it still looks really good. There's a few things where I noticed that it seems like it's been ported. Overall, though, looks fucking fantastic still. So there are some issues with the cutscenes. There's not the same depth of field view that you get on PC, except for in some of the cutscenes. And then the fist fighting is still really good. So we've never played Witcher. Witcher has this mechanic where you can straight up box with people for money. So kind of like how Fable has mini games to give you money, Witcher has some of those mini games as well. You got a card game you can play. You got boxing. You have dice. Wait, no, I don't think you have a card game. You have dice. Arm wrestling.
Yeah, but
well, the dice is basically just poker.
Yeah.
So you throw dice, it's dice poker, or you do arm wrestling, which is actually kind of still really easy. And then boxing, which is basically like, it's a cut time or quick time event, where it shows it's one of the four, you know, X, Y, A, B. But it still looks really cool.
The X, Y, A, B chromosome. Yes, yes, I'm well aware. Just,
like when you fuck up, you'll dodge or you won't dodge, and you'll get like hit in the mouth, and it'll distract you, and then it takes longer to hit the next quick time event, which then can really start to fuck you up if you kind of get in a series of fails. But I did it on the PC a long time ago. I'm still pretty familiar with it. It wasn't that hard for me. Really like the names of a lot of the characters you fight. Like you'll fight Twigs. You'll fight. I'm trying to think of some of the other guys. Like they'll go, so why do you call him Twigs? Like, you know, you can break your bones with, like, twigs or something like that. I can't reenact this, but the game has so much character with, like, the peasants and the common folk and things like that. Like, they're all larger than life. So it's like, I think one of the descriptions of one of the boxers that you fight, he's like, yeah, he can hold up a full pail of water with his dick, you know, stuff like that. And, like, I think there was one called, like, Fiddlefuck or something like that, or I don't know, just they're all really crazy, stupid, but larger than life, super simple, like peasant folk names. And then a lot of the dialogue with a lot of the people you run into in the towns is kind of like that too. It's really goofy and kind of, I mean, there's still that sense of dark humor to it, but I mean, it also has that, like, that characterization of like a more mature, like Robin Hood or something. I mean, just that kind of like fantasy setting where you have these really over the top characters in that setting that are like, it's like Fable but just way better in that sense. And of course the combat is still fairly fun. It takes a little while to get used to, but just the tactical effects of that, where you can set a trap, you can shoot out a fireball, you can do your force push, you can do the controller character kind of thing.
They should have like abilities like a Fight Club reference, like Iron Jack's Raging Bile Duck.
Oh, they have stuff kind of like that. And at one point, you basically join a fight club. He's like, hey, I see that you're a really good fighter.
Well, no, I'm just saying they should have an ability that's like named Iron Jack Silent Rage or Iron Jack's Raging Bile Duck, which is still one of my favorite ones.
Well, so, if the game is kind of slow to start, so just warning people that it does take a little while to kind of get into it, because you got the real intro to the game takes about an hour and a half to 2 hours. But the full game itself is really fairly long. I mean, it can take you anywhere from about, if you rush through it, 25 to 40 hours. I mean, both playthroughs I played on PC were about 35 to 40 hours. That's because I did all the side quests and all that shit. But still a super fun game. I'm still going to be my RPG of the year unless I find something better. There's a lot of good games coming out this year, but I don't know of any RPG that's going to be better. So.
Yeah.
As it stands right now. And I mean, there's the Walking Dead Telltale game, but it looks like it's a series of quick time events, which is why I haven't picked it up yet.
Well, it's Telltale. That's why I avoided it.
They just, honestly, I hear a lot of hype about them, but I don't want to play any games with a lot of fucking quick time events.
I'm not going to trash quick time event games. It's just, it's not my preference for something like The Walking Dead, you know. For The Walking Dead, I would have expected something else.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll prove it wrong. Maybe I'll pick it up and try it out. I just didn't want to download it on this connection because I knew it would take me like literally 10 hours or 15 hours.
Yeah.
On something that really should only take me like an hour to download. But that's pretty much it for me in the world of games. I haven't gotten a chance to try out anything else. And really the only thing that I'm really interested in right now is Risen 2 that comes out this Friday. So I will be talking about that this coming next week if you're into that kind of shit. But anyways, I don't know. We've kind of covered everything at this point. Do you guys want to take a break?
Sounds good.
All right, so I guess we will see you guys here in a little bit.
Yes, we will.
All right. And welcome back. We had a long break there. I say a long break. It's actually shorter than we normally do.
Yeah.
Because they're doing all this remotely and we didn't have enough time to like watch South Park or something in the middle.
Yeah.
Which that would have been really fun, but you know, that's the one thing that sucks about here. Like,
have you seen the Jubacabra?
Yeah. No, I was actually watching that with you right before we left.
No. I watched it after you had gone because I saw you had it rented on the DVR.
Yeah.
So I watched it. I hadn't seen that one.
That's pretty good,
yet.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty funny. I started messing around with the Blockbuster thing since they're all free, you know, but They have like the most horrible movie selection ever. They had 80s movies and 90s movies, like horror stuff, that I didn't even know existed. And I'm the horror guy. And I was like, really? Arlie Ermey did a movie that was this fucking shitty before 2001? I didn't know that. Yeah. Undersea Monsters. It was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, at least they have a lot of the shows on demand too. I got Game of Thrones queued up so I can start trying to watch that. I keep hearing a lot of people talk about it and it sounds interesting. I just kind of don't know what to expect, you know.
I started watching it.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I like it a lot. Like, if you can get HBO Go on your 360, which is what I have, and that's what I've been watching. But it's,
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome. I
was trying to sling up here. I got a sling box, and my internet connection here is so goddamn slow. It's like, it starts to stream, and then it's more than just slow. They have some of the ports closed here, so I can't quite watch TV here.
Yeah.
And it's weird because it's a really nice suite, but we have these old-ass TVs and cabinets. Like, there's a VCR in here. Like,
I have a VCR in my room. What are
built
you saying?
In? Is it built into the TV?
No, no, it's sitting on top of the TV.
Okay.
But it's like, what would I even really use that for? Would I just bring my collection of movies with me?
Maybe porn if you don't have internet.
Hotel rentals.
I guess so. There's probably some hotel rentals, but that seems kind of goofy. Like this room, honestly, is really nice. It rents for $3.99 a night. But we get it, our corporate rates, mom. Like...
Sorry.
Hey, she's a good ride. But,
I taught her everything she knows.
God, I'm going to hell. I'm sorry, Mom. I hope you're not listening to this.
She likes to fall asleep to the sound of his voice.
We can stop talking about my mom. But anyways, it's just like for everything in here that's so nice, and like we're on a really nice out of town. Like, there's no reason for us to have these TVs that would go for $30 in a pawn shop in here, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they could buy a TV with one night of rentals here, you know? Like, somebody could stay the night and be like, all right, that one goes to a TV, and they stay another night, and it's like, all right, now the bedroom TV's getting installed.
Yeah, but then whenever you think about it, people that stay in hotels aren't really staying in the hotels unless, you know, they're getting hookers.
Some people actually, you know, there's a lot of hotels.
There's a lot of rooms here that have doorbells, and you'll see, like, the paper put out in front. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a lot of people here that I guess live in these suites.
Yeah, because corporate businesses will do that because they get a rate for weeks.
Well,
and stuff.
Like, that's what I'm saying. We get like a $79 rate here.
Yeah.
But that's because there's so many people at this company that come here. I guess we just kind of, and it's close to where I work. But,
yeah.
But I mean, if you're just staying here regularly, I mean, it's a pretty damn expensive suite. So, but it's nice. But anyways, aside from all that, I wanted to bring up some news, since it's kind of that section of the show. And actually, I'm not going to start with me. Trent, you said you had some news. What did you have?
Christ, hold on.
Were you not ready?
No, I got my thing right here. Okay, yeah, I got an email the other day, of course, because, you know, I'm using video products. And so they sent me an email. But they're doing a big sweepstake right now, which is pretty awesome. It's
Who's they?
NVIDIA. So I just fucking said.
I didn't hear you say it.
I said I'm a big NVIDIA fan. I use NVIDIA
products.
You said
you're a big fan of video products.
No,
I thought you said NVIDIA.
Okay. I know, I hate their name too. I wish they changed it. But anyways, they sent me an email that says, we're giving away a GeForce GTX 680 OC graphics card with a Mass Effect 3 Players Bundle.
Is that the one that comes with the Kessler chip?
Really nice fucking...
Kepler chip?
With the Kepler.
The 680?
I don't think it's the 680 that comes with it. I think that's the 690s they're about to bring out that come with the Kepler.
No, my friend Travis already has one.
He already does? Okay. It might. Well, they don't mention it in here anywhere about the Kepler, so I don't think it is.
So GTX 680, right?
A GTX 680 OC, yeah. And basically what it is
that's that super badass one.
Yeah, it's the extra long, the triple fan one, the full case killer, and
That's the one with the Kepler chip. That's a
okay. That is yeah. It's a pretty damn expensive car, and they're giving one away for free. It features the WindForce 3x anti turbulence cooling solution, Gigabyte ultra durable VGA components. Let's take a look here. Reduced GPU temperature and power switching loss. WindForce 3x design utilizing triangle cool technology. Really kick ass card.
Well, and, let me say this real quick. Don't you have like a 560 or something like that, or a 580?
Yeah.
Which, do you remember which one you had?
It's the 560.
Okay, so the 560 is a pretty high-end card, and it has that 822 megahertz clock on it.
Yeah.
It has four gigs of GDDR5.
Yes.
The one that we're talking about here has 6 gigahertz of GDDR5.
Yes.
Yours runs at 64 texture units at a time. This runs at 128.
Yes.
It's roughly the stream processes it can use. Yours can do 384. It can do 1,536 stream processes per second.
Yes.
it's way the fuck over the top.
And actually, I have all that stuff written down in a notepad I was about to go into, so thanks for bringing that up. So you just kind of saved me the time.
I've been talking about it for the last 3 months on our show.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying you just saved me the time around to do it, because I already did all my fact-checking on it. But either way.
I just want to compare it to your card, which is a good card. This is an even better card.
Yeah, I know, yeah. The grand prize winner will win that, but you're also going to get a Mass Effect 3 stuffed messenger bag, the Mass Effect 3 clamshell book, Mass Effect 3 N7 Elite hoodie, which is the one that's all black with the red and white stripe down the sleeve. And for those of us who have looked at those hoodies, they are expensive.
I want that.
Yeah.
I'll give you everything
like
else.
They're like 60 or 70 bucks, but it's such a kick-ass hoodie. Anyway, you got to go to NVIDIA's website. Look for the sweepstakes. It ends on May 31st, 2012. There are some runners-up. I think there's 3 runner-ups, and they're just going to get the Mass Effect 3 bundle. So you'll get the bag, the book, and the hoodie, just not the card. But I want the card.
So you said clamshell book. Is there a laptop that comes with this? Or what are you talking about? What's the clamshell book?
No, it's a book that actually has a clamshell that shuts and everything. It's a specialty book. It's basically, I think it's actually, the picture, it's kind of hard to tell, but it looks like it's that Art of Mass Effect book that just came out.
It's a book.
It's an actual book. Gotcha. Book. Yeah. But it looks like it's the, I'm looking at the cover of it, and it looks like it's the Art of Mass Effect book. Actually, I can barely make it out, and I think it says, I see four little words grouped together. It says the Art of Mass Effect. So, yeah. But, definitely a kick-ass bundle.
You're kind of chucking it out there.
Mm-hmm. Not us. We're recording on our end, so you're... Yeah, so it doesn't matter what you hear.
Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're fine.
Oh, shit. I hope it didn't cut out.
Yeah, you should be fine.
All right. Cool.
Anyway, so, but either way, yeah, that ends on May 21st of this year, so, and you must be 18 years or older. Holly.
Aww.
But yeah, definitely go and check that out if you're a Mass Effect fan or if you just want a really badass video card, so.
I want the hoodie.
Yeah, I want that too.
Yeah, I want the hoodie too.
Unfortunately, the only size it comes in is extra large.
Motherfucker.
Because they expect all gamer people to be fat asses.
That's bullshit.
So, Holly, if you want a new blanket.
If you want something you can sell, there you go.
But that's the only thing that I want.
You can tailor it.
Oh, you can pay for it in child size.
Or you can get fat.
Or I mean, you could shrink it and have a tailor like sew it into your elf suit.
You can make new elf pants from the excess material.
Yes.
Okay, that's all I got for that piece.
So, I guess I'm gonna go. Can you hear me?
Say what?
Can you hear me?
Keep talking, Molly.
So, I have got Resident Evil's creator Shinji Mikami is actually working on a new survival horror game, codename, I guess it's Zwei. I have no idea. But it's also going to be published by Bethesda. They didn't really have a lot of information on it, but, I mean, like, they had a few little snapshots of what the, what is the word I'm looking for? Everything that you'll be going through, basically. And it looks really, really good. So I'm kind of excited about that, especially the survival horror game. And I always really liked the Resident Evil, so.
Gotcha. So it's like, sorry, I was having some internet trouble. Did you just say, are you talking about Resident Evil 6, or what were you talking about?
No, Shinji Mikami is working on a new survival horror game.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah. I'm pretty fucking excited.
Yeah, unfortunately, that was actually my second part of news, so I actually have the full-out press release. So.
Oh, okay. What's different on the press release?
So I'll steal this from Holly.
Oh, that's fine.
Fucker. Yeah, Bethesda actually sent this to me today, and it's Bethesda Softworks is announcing that Tango Gameworks and director Shinji Mikami are going to be working on that, and it's Zwei. Basically, I mean, I have some clip art for it, too, which is really awesome looking, really cool stuff. Let me pop this open. Have you seen the artwork for it?
I saw some of the, that's...
The collage work?
Yeah, that's the same thing that I saw. It looks...
Yeah, very detailed, very atmospheric game, very dark looking. And definitely looks pretty cool. Let me take a look here. I know that, let me see here.
Because I couldn't find anything on a release date or anything even close to it.
That's because they're still working on it. They're not going to say anything. He says that Mikami says that he basically wants to make sure it's a very pure survival horror game.
Yeah.
Very true to the name, and he says he's found his focus, and once again, is striving for pure survival horror. So, and he's being very hands on in the project, which is kind of cool. So I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Yeah.
And Justin?
So, what did you say that was called again?
It's right now it's just codenamed Zwei.
Zwei, gotcha.
Yeah, it's just Z-W-E-I, so it could be Zwei, it could be
Zwei. I think I saw something on that, and I just didn't get a chance to see more info.
Yeah.
Did they talk anything about a release date on that, or...?
No, stop fucking with your headset while we're talking. No, I just said that she brought that up, and I said they're in the middle of production, so they're not going to mention a release date for this yet. So...
Gotcha.
Yeah. So, what do you got there, buddy?
I got a decent amount of stuff here. Main thing that I really wanted to, or one of the few things I really wanted to talk about, is I wanted to kind of do a recall from some news I made or talked about last week, I think, or the week before. And what it was is me and you were talking about Linux or a Steam version for a Linux version for Steam, and I said something about there actually being something like that without researching it, and that was my bad. Linux is coming to Steam, but it is not on there yet.
See, I didn't think it was
Steam
out there.
Steam is coming to Linux yet.
Because I remember asking you, I think we brought that up because I was in there asking if they had finally brought it out yet.
Yeah, well, I mean, there was a rumor out in 2010 that talked about it, and then it didn't quite go through. And then I just always assumed that it was on there because it seemed like I knew a Linux user that had it that set up that way. But I guess not. But that's cool because obviously there's a lot of Linux people out there that would like to see Steam on there. Only problem is you got to make sure that your games run on Linux as well.
Yeah. Or you can just still go the old-fashioned way and get Winbox or something like that, but you got to run a Windows stand on it.
Right, but the only problem doing it that way is that you end up using up more RAM using that other program. So
trust me, I'm well aware of that.
And it never quite runs the same. Yeah. I mean, I understand wanting to use Linux, but I can't do it that way. Yeah. I'd almost just want a dual boot if I did that.
Yeah, I mean, I love Linux. It's a great platform, and it's very good for people who like to tweak their system and get the most out of it, performance-wise. As for actually getting programs to work on it, that I mean, you know, they go, everybody's like, you know, I do a lot of graphic stuff for my job, and I'm like, well, I mean, if I could switch over and use Linux and stuff, I totally would. And they're like, well, they got GIMP, and I'm like, that's nothing compared to Photoshop's power. You know, it's a poor substitute to fully replace Photoshop with GIMP. If you're doing basic shit, it's fine. But
yeah, if you're a power user, I'm not to shit on it that it uses GIMP, but just there's so much power in Photoshop that GIMP doesn't have. GIMP is just kind of it's a free program.
Yeah, exactly. And that's my problem with it, is that, you know, since I have to do a lot of like high detail stuff and all that, it's Photoshop or nothing. I think we're picking up dead people over the frequencies here.
It sounds like it. Yeah. We're trying to talk
to us. What do
you
mean, dead people?
It's coming from your end. We're hearing some really weird noises. I think it's your internet connection down there just really blows fucking ass.
It does. I mean, I'm actually watching my internet connection just jump up and jump back down, jump up and
that's
jump
what
back
it
down.
Is. It's changing the...
it's a white noise.
The bit rate.
Yeah, it's changing the bit rate, so we're getting this transition. Sounds like... whoosh, 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 every once in a while. Not that loud, but it's pretty funny. Man.
I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, you suck. Can't you go to, like, a Denny's or something like that?
Yeah, that's because I'd want to be doing this show from Denny's.
Hey, people sitting there talk to themselves all fucking night long, like, you're not really going to stand out at all, you know? Yeah. Go to a Subway. They got Wi-Fi. I used to play Warcraft at Subway on my whole laptop.
I guess, Holly, since you said you already said your bit of news.
Well, I have more.
Yeah, go for it.
Why do you sell her short?
I know.
Sell her short.
You just called her short again.
Yeah, I know. I didn't even mean to. I know. I realized it afterwards. The yoke's on me.
And the Yoda is in her.
What? I said the yoke. What the fuck did you think I said?
Hey, it's my internet connection. I'm sorry.
I was referencing that story I told you earlier about that very poor, unfortunate girl, so...
Okay, Holly, you had some news.
Yes,
what did you have?
News. So, Walking Dead has been out for PC and PSN for a little while now, or a few days at least. Uh-huh. And they actually came out with a release date for XBLA, which is going to be on April 27th. It's going to be 400 points or $5.
Is that for all episodes, or is that just for the first episode?
Fuck.
Probably just the first episode.
Is it? Okay. So, it looks really cool. Because
the game
though.
On PC, the game is like, I think, what is it, $30? And that
It's $24.99, and what it is it's just it gets you access to all the episodes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay. So for $24, you're getting like all five or whatever episodes. So for $5, that's probably just for episode one.
Okay.
So they're doing this the same way they've done stuff like Back to the Future, all that, where they release the first episode while they develop the other ones. Because the way that they're doing it right now is if you pre-ordered the game, you had a chance to win three people had a chance to win a role as an actual zombie in the game.
Oh, yeah.
And then the ultimate grand prize was you actually got to become a character who gets killed and then comes back as a zombie and then gets killed again. So...
nice.
So that was the grand prize winner for the pre-orders, and they'll announce that at some point who won it, and he'll actually be a character in the Walking Dead story. So.
Damn.
Even though it's Telltale, that would have been fun.
Yeah, that would have been awesome. Yeah. I think the game looks decent. I like the way that they did the game itself and how it looks comic book-esque.
Yeah, I love that. It's just, have you ever played the Telltale game before?
I don't know if I have.
They can get kind of annoying.
Really?
It's all quick time events. You don't do anything. It runs. It's like watching a movie and stuff will pop up on the screen really quick that you got to do. So if something pops up.
Huh? That's more of a... I was going to say, that's more of a modern trend.
Yeah.
If you... like, a lot of the games they've had before, Sam & Max is a Telltale game. Same as Tales of Monkey Island. But most of their stuff has all been adventure-based. So like Jurassic Park, Back to the Future, Puzzle Agent.
Yeah.
Wallace and Gromit's Grand Adventures, things like that.
Yeah.
But they also did Law and Order Legacy, so...
it's really weird to see them... because Telltale's always done a lot of, like, kind of almost... I don't want to say kid games, but very kind of that direction style is kind of kiddie in a way.
More family friendly.
Yeah, well, kind of more like Gromit stuff is very kind of kiddie kind of stuff, and then it changed over the years. But and Back to the Future is very cartoony, and it's not really an adult game. It can be if you're a big Back to the Future fan. But then you see them approach something like Walking Dead, where it's straight headshots, and they have people cursing in the trailers and stuff, and you're just like, wow, this is kind of weird. You know, it's like watching Disney come out with a hardcore porno.
The art style, to me, looks neat. I'd like to try it for $5. I just wouldn't want to try it out for, you know, several dollars, you know? I don't want to try it out for $25.
Yeah, I wish they had a demo so I could try it out, and that's what I was originally looking at, was to see if they had a pre-release demo, and they didn't have one. Once XBLA comes out with it, they might have... they could possibly have a demo, but they'll probably just do a straight-up, like, here it is, you know, trial game for, you know, maybe the first 10 minutes. And then you can buy it, since XBLA is a little bit more conscientious about that. But I'd probably pay $5 just to try the first episode to see if it's worth a damn, but that better be a very action-packed first episode. So,
well, they haven't released them all, so it's like, I don't necessarily want to spend $25. Actually, I think it was available today. So you might check on Xbox Live and see if it's available. I'd be willing to drop $5 on it to check it out.
No, it's going to be on the 27th. It'll be released.
Oh, 27th?
Yeah.
Yeah, for Xbox.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, that's going to be next Friday. Yeah, Friday. Yeah. Fuck. Perfect.
Friday. Back Friday. Fuck. Friday. Fuck.
Ah.
It's
anyways.
Friday. Friday.
Oh, my
know,
God.
Bitch. I love that picture of, like, Michael Myers standing there. And she goes, it's Friday. And he just says, I know, bitch. That's some great shit.
Right on. I'm going to go with another small piece of news. Did anybody see the Crysis 3 trailer?
No.
So the only thing I saw different was that it showed a bow and arrow. Did you use a bow and arrow in Crysis 2?
Did I?
Well, did you? Was it available?
I don't think I ever used a bow and arrow. I'm pretty sure I didn't. That was a long time ago, though.
Okay. You're asking to remember last week, man.
Yeah, I know.
Well, that's all the trailer shows. It's like 15 seconds long. Shows a guy shoot a bow and arrow at a dude, and that is pretty much it.
And then his head explodes.
So I use Blockbuster's buy mail service, and so that's actually, Trent was asking me earlier what was in the mail. That's actually what's in the mail. So we have...
I picked that up, by the way.
Okay, you can open it. It's Crysis 2. So,
oh. Wait, are you sure?
Pretty sure. Is this something different?
It's a box. It's a small box.
Okay, text me later what it is. Yeah. You can open it up. I don't care.
All right, I'll go grab it.
But since that's such a small bit
of
news,
there's something else. Opened.
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
Could be a dick of a box.
Y'all know who's got the upper hand.
Something else.
See,
that was
you can planned. Always say what's in the box, and I always say John Doe's got the upper hand, because the way Morgan Freeman says that's just so cute.
One other thing I was going to say, since that's such a small bit of news, is there's a
box opening.
There's a redoing of Super Mario 2.
Oh,
so they're going to be doing that on the 3DS. Looks like they added some extra abilities and changed it around a little bit.
Well, aren't they doing new Super Mario 2?
Is it going to be more animal-friendly this time?
No, we're still going to get animal powers, so I'm glad they're pushing back against it.
Nice.
So, yeah, I could actually be down for that if I had a 3DS. Actually, if anybody wants to sell me one, I'd probably be open to buying one at this point.
It's a sling adapter.
Oh, shit. Don't open that.
Yeah, I'm not going to.
Okay, I'll tell you why later.
I know why.
Okay.
I gotta sell this shit on eBay.
Anyways, Dota 2, or not Dota 2, I'll talk about that in a second. Star Trek. There is a movie based on the movie franchise coming out on PS3 and 360 early 2003. It looked like an action adventure game, or action third person, maybe RPG game. Kind of looks in the same perspective as like Mass Effect 3, like. It had a lot of oh shit moments in the trailer. So if you can find the trailer, I definitely recommend watching it, because I was excited by the end of watching that, since it was based on the J.J. Abrams Star Trek.
Yeah.
You know, with fucking
Well, that's why I was asking if it's the game they were talking about releasing in preparation for the new movie.
It looked like it was partially based on the old movie, so maybe it joins the two together.
Well, they kind of did that in the first one. So, because
yeah,
I mean,
they had
Spock.
Leonard Nimoy.
Yeah, Spock.
Well, there is a part in the trailer where it showed gameplay footage of Spock doing a dive and shoot with a phaser.
Young Spock, or I think young Spock.
Yeah,
young
Spock.
That's what it said. Yeah. Did it look like that dude, Siler?
It looked pretty close to
okay,
him.
Zachary
Quinn.
Yeah, then it is. Then it is going to be for, because they were making. They were working on a game that's supposed to come out right before the next movie. That's supposed to kind of be the game version for it. And I've been watching stuff for that, and that's. But I also heard they were working on another Star Trek game, so I wasn't sure which one you were talking about. So, but that is the movie tie-in.
Yeah, no, it looked pretty cool actually. So, if we can find a copy of that, it would be kind of neat to play.
Yeah.
When is that supposed to be out?
Early 2013, so it's a ways off.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because the movie's not due out till I think like
June.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was June.
Was it this year? I think it's next year.
No, next year.
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah. So it's going to be a tie-in for the summer.
I'm going to say, I only have a couple more bits of news. Trent, did you have something else?
No.
What about you, Holly?
There's going to be a big reveal for the new Call of Duty game on May 1st on TNT during the NBA playoffs.
Oh, okay. So I guess we'll.
I won't.
Nobody will be watching that. Because we're not enough of a sports fan.
Well, I wonder what they're going to call this one, because, I mean, they're kind of running out of names for Call of Duty and Modern Warfare.
Well, I saw something that it was a quote unquote Black Ops 2.
Okay. So it's going to go that route, sequel it.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Rather than calling it Revengeance or something like that.
Revengeance.
What's the first going to be? Is that a Sunday? Or a Monday?
First? Let's find out.
He's like, I got a laptop. I can look up anything.
I might actually have it
Tuesday.
On at work.
Tuesday.
Tuesday?
Yes, Tuesday. Yeah.
I'll probably have it on at work, so I might end up seeing it. So
I'll be at home. Not doing that. Something else I wanted to talk about, and this is actually some pretty big news. Everybody's been kind of hearing a little bit about the Skyrim Connect support that's coming out soon. For the big ass patch, and this is actually pretty damn cool. So I was watching a demo of somebody play it, and so they said item equip, and then basically they highlighted in their inventory axe and shield, and so they said that item, they just said equip axe and shield, and then that guy instantly went to axe and shield, and then he said equip or dual wield fireball, and then he pulled up, you know, fireball in each hand. So he was able to switch weapons just with the Kinect voice commands, and it was fairly seamless.
Nice.
You can also just say, you can look at a box and then just say loot items, and it'll pull everything out of the box. You can also look at your inventory and say sort by weight, and it'll sort it by weight, or sort by value.
Nice.
Or trade to ally, and you can actually trade it over to your ally.
No.
You can say, go ahead.
My only problem with this is that with Skyrim, one of my favorite features is that you can rename just about everything. And that kind of poses a problem where, like, Wuthren is the axe that you get from the Companions Guild, which is a great weapon. I actually used that weapon throughout pretty much the entire first playthrough because it was just a great weapon that levels up with you. I fucking love that thing. But if you rename anything, though, it's not going to... I don't know if it'll be able to pick up...
Well, that's actually kind of what I was getting at. He said axe and shield. He didn't say... ice axe or anything like that. And it wasn't labeled as axe.
Yeah.
It was like axe of something or other. So it was just based on, I think, maybe the class of it. Like, he didn't say shield of this. He just said axe and shield.
But here's the problem. It's like, I would carry a Wuthren, which is an axe, but I would also carry a Daedric weapon because of whatever special ability it is that was also an axe. So if you're carrying two different types of weapons, two of the same weapon that have different abilities and you want to swap out back and forth on them, you might run into a problem there.
Well, we'll see how they handle it. Maybe they just say Daedric X or Wuthrend, you know? But he was also doing the dragon shout, so he was going Fusrada.
But even then, you have like 10 different Daedric swords.
Yeah, I know. But so you got the Kinect. Play it when it comes out, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, is it going to be free?
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll try it out.
No, as far as I know, it's just a free content upgrade.
Okay, I wasn't sure if they're trying to tie it in with a DLC that they were going to finally put out.
No, I think what they're doing is they're just trying to push Kinect support because they're trying to maybe cater to people more like me, you, and Holly. because they want to see people that play more regular games use their Kinect.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, there was also things like you could say quick save, and it would quick save.
Yeah, that's a handy one.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah.
One other thing I was going to say is Diablo 3 is coming out here very soon. In fact, it's coming out, what, I guess since I'm right here, May 14th or May 15th. What they've been doing is they've been opening up beta at pretty much anybody that wants it right now. And they changed some of the rules in the beta. So I was looking through trying to find some news on Diablo 3. And one of the things that they were saying is they went ahead and changed the name from the beta and said it's going to be called the Starter Edition. They promptly removed that from their page after I think people started to catch on to it. But basically what it sounds like is maybe it's going to be free to play through the first level like the beta was. And then after the first level, if you want to keep playing, you got to buy the game. So not necessarily free to play, but just saying, hey, here's the first level for free. And then after this, you can customize it and carry over this stuff from this beta, quote-unquote, over to your full game, which I think is kind of ingenious. So, I mean, kind of like World of Warcraft was, what, free-to-play through level 20?
Yeah.
This is kind of a good way to get their hooks in you and see if this is something you want or if it runs on your computer or whatever.
They fucked that up after a while because it made it where you get to level 20 in, like, 8 hours.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was just kind of play for half a day and...
Yeah, and then you're done. When originally level 20 took you, like, what, 2 weeks?
Not quite 2 weeks, but, I mean, it was probably about as long as it takes you to get to level 50 in Star Wars The Old Republic.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was like 150 hours or something crazy. It might not have been that bad. Let's say it was
80 hours. It wasn't that bad, because I remember it took me, like, maybe a week and a half to get to level 20, and then once you hit level 20 on Warcraft Original, that was kind of the hump, and after that, everything was just... long ass fucking level progression.
Well, they made you go through every fucking dungeon if you wanted to make it out of the starter areas.
Yeah, pretty much. And I ran the dead mines for probably about a week straight just doing that.
You'd be farming your low level items for like a weekend or something. Yeah. And dead mines.
getting cookies, fucking cookies mallet or whatever the fuck it was.
And now you can pretty much just run dead mines with 5 paladins and just have one that heals.
Yeah.
So it's kind of.
It's fucking nerfed.
It's been nerfed bad. Yeah. One of the other reasons I don't play as much Warcraft, but
yeah, shitty game. It used to be good.
It used to be a lot better.
Yeah.
One of the other things I was going to bring up, since you guys don't have any more news left, is Dota 2. Read an article that was interviewing Gabe Newell, and he was saying, Gabe, from Gabe the Valve guy.
Yeah.
But anyways, he was talking about Dota 2 going to be free to play.
Nice.
So with if it goes in the way of League of Legends, it's going to be you unlock so many characters per week, you get to keep some of those characters, and you spend points on other characters or you buy them. There's currently a lot of characters right now with Dota 2. I've been playing the beta for a long time. I'm still not very good at it. I need people to practice with. But Dota 2 is essentially just like Dota or League of Legends, but they're saying they're going to do something a little bit different with it, so once it gets a little bit closer to release, we'll see. Right now, it's hard as hell to find a game on beta, so that's one of the reasons I haven't been playing it lately. But speaking of that, since we always do a question, kind of wanted to pose a question to our listeners in our question of the week and say, how do you guys... Yeah, that's a long segue. How do you guys feel about free-to-play games? Like,
how do you feel about microtransactions in free-to-play games?
We discussed this.
Yeah. I woke up a long time ago. Yes, that is actually what I meant. Thank you, Holly, for bringing that back around.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
So how do people feel about microtransactions, or what are you guys' thoughts since you're there?
Well, I do play a lot of free-to-play games here and there, and my biggest problem with microtransactions is when you hop into a game that allows you to play the game free of charge and actually explore, have fun, and actually progress through it, that's fine, but one where they basically inhibit your entire involvement in the game, where they give you, like, the first 10 hours of gameplay, you're okay, because all items don't cost that much, but then once you reach a certain level, and they're like, the only way that you're going to make enough money to buy these things without spending 100 hours of farming is to go off and do microtransactions, that pisses me off, because they're pretty much destroying the game for me at that point. I'm not going to continue to play it, because I'm not going to pay them $30 for in-game money. Yeah.
Well, that's kind of the way they did it with that. Free-to-play MMOs for the most part.
Yeah, for like DC Universe Forsaken Realms.
DC Universe isn't too bad, though the game itself isn't that great.
Yeah.
The ones that I've liked so far have been the MOBAs. So, like, League of Legends, Monday Night Super Monday Night Combat.
Yeah.
And both of those, I wouldn't have any problem spending any money because it's not a very big amount.
Yeah.
So with League of Legends, I ended up buying... I spent about $5 my first go-through and bought a character that I ended up being fairly good with. And then the next week, things switched around, and I was like, you know, fuck it. I'm playing a lot of this. I spent $20, and I bought a starter pack that gave me, like, five characters.
Yeah.
You know, and then they have, like, alternate outfits if you want to buy all that stuff, whatever. But you can also unlock that with in-game credits. You can earn those in-game credits just by winning matches. And, I mean, you could spend, like, the amount of money it took me to unlock the $20 pack, I could probably spend a weekend playing and earn that in in-game credits.
Yeah, which that's fine because you can actually earn it. But whenever they give you, like, this ungodly amount, like, for instance, Forsaken Realms, which runs with, I think it's Perfect Realm Games, that's who I think put it together. They're also tied in with Torchlight and stuff like that, but they run everything off of, I think it's Zen is the name of their in-game cache that's actually universal across most of their games that are free-to-play. And
right.
Some of their Zen packs are just fucking ridiculous price, and you just look at it and you're like, I'm not going to spend $10 just to buy this much credits, which I got to buy two packs of it anyways just to buy the things I want. But if I go off and I want to farm it, it's going to take me for fucking ever just to get it. And that's
well,
a big
like,
ass.
Well, it's like with Super Monday Night Combat, the actual packs for like different endorsements to give yourself better stats aren't that much. They're like 100 or 200 quote-unquote credits or in-game cash.
Yeah.
And you can get that by winning a single match.
Yeah, exactly. That's reasonable, and that works really well. It's like with Mass Effect 3 with the online player there where they have the Recruit Pack, Veteran Pack, Spectre Pack, and those you can earn enough money in one match to buy a number of recruit packs, or you can keep saving to buy a veteran pack. Or if you really want to go the short route, you can go ahead and purchase the packs for, like, I think the most expensive one is like 180 gamer points, you know, which, and I think the cheapest one is like 60, which is not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad at all. But they at least make it easier for you to just go ahead and grind for it. They make you work for it. I mean, a match can be like 30 minutes long. And you got to keep doing those and make sure you win in order to get the max credits so you can purchase it, which is fine. They actually make it a challenge. They make it fun. But they don't make it last an entire week just to buy a fucking a Spectre pack.
Yeah, I don't have too much of a problem with a lot of the Mass Effect stuff, to be honest with you.
No, it's, yeah, I love the way they did it.
Because most of the time you can earn it. If the premium pack's a little hard to earn, you'd probably take you all weekend to earn that.
What, the...
The 99,000 one.
Oh, the elite one? No, that one. That's the elite premium pack. That actually, I had enough credits to buy one after 3-1 matches, and I already had like 20 grand in credits to begin with. So it was just a matter of like an hour and a half of playing. So, but it's not like you're sitting there hating it the entire time.
Yeah, I mean, you usually end up playing that for a long time. Anytime you kind of get sucked into it.
Oh yeah.
So, well, with that, that's our question to our listeners. We want to see what you think of microtransactions.
Do you have an opinion on it?
I don't have an opinion on it because I don't really play free-to-play games.
So, well, remember, I'm the one who at least stopped to ask you before he moved on.
Thank
so.
You. I appreciate it.
I like how you fucked through me under the bus.
Yeah. I fucked you through you. Did you say I fucked through you under the bus or what? How do you fuck somebody?
You fucked him under the bus.
I fucked him under the bus. I'm going to use that one for now on.
I didn't know if bears could fit under the bus.
Yeah, it's like, I fucked you under the bus. You know, it's like, how dare you fuck me under the bus? Yeah.
So, anyways, sorry about that, Ollie.
Oh, it's okay.
I don't really have any more news. That's our question. There's not a whole lot of new games coming out. The only thing really of merit that I think is Sniper Elite comes out next week.
Yeah.
Risen 2 is coming out for PC, and I'm a huge fan of Risen. This one features pirates.
Yeah.
Even more excited. There's a I think it's free-to-play game called Terra that comes out soon. Mm-hmm. It's called it's an action MMORPG. So I know that Kotaku was raving about it. I might try it out if it's free-to-play. Then, of course, the week after that, we got Minecraft coming to Xbox Live Marketplace, and we have Starhawk, so that's in 2 weeks. And then there's Fable Heroes, but I don't think anybody really gives a shit about that. So, anyways, And then, of course, later on in 2 weeks, we have Diablo 3, which, if you like that kind of thing, it's going to be amazing. And then Max Payne 3. So, anyways, what am I forgetting, guys?
Shoutouts.
Shoutouts, no, yes.
Well, I was going to, I would have said Gauntlet as well.
We usually do that before.
Oh, well, okay, so our Gauntlet.
Welcome to the show, Holly.
Thanks. It's going to be Left 4 Dead 2 again.
Yeah,
this is awesome.
This time,
huh?
I'll post the actual game on our website. That's why we're doing it again.
It's because he posted Mass Effect 3 when we were actually going to be doing Gauntlet. Sorry, when we were actually going to be doing Left 4 Dead.
So. I was super tired, and it was like 3 in the morning.
Yeah, whatever. It's okay.
And I never caught it, so my bad. But yeah, they're going to give you guys a chance to play again some Mass Effect 3. So
Left 4 Dead 2.
Exactly. See what that does to me? Ouch.
Dyslexic cerebral palsy fucker.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Better not be masturbating on my bed while I'm gone.
See, I knew he was going to bring that up.
He already has.
That's creepy. Anyways.
I only went in there to find the laundry key, and I just made myself comfortable multiple times.
Because I wasn't sure if I hung that up or not, because I left kind of in a rush.
I don't know. I actually was joking. I was going to do laundry on Saturday.
All right. Well, things that we should mention. We have some friends of the show. Need to post a link, but we have... What the hell is the name of Jesus' cast? Elseworldspodcast.com.
Yes, Elseworlds, yes.
Jesus on the show last week. Pretty funny guy.
It's a good episode. Go listen.
Yeah, we enjoyed the hell out of it, too.
Yeah.
We have the Royal Canadian Tiltsman, our cousin cast from Canada. We have BMFcast.com. They do bad movies. We have the CarouselBadPodcast.com. Our friends here in town that do a podcast. Dynamic Soundtrack, even though they're not available anymore. Or I guess they're not doing any more new episodes. It's still fun to listen. You have extraplay.info, which hosts our show along with Royal Canadian Tiltsman and, of course, For the Love of Gaming. And I want to say some Carousel. You have noquarters.net, which is guys from BMF. And, of course, tvgp.tv. They do good things. So don't forget to... There's a lot of things we want you to do this time around. We'd like you to go over to Facebook and like us. So we can get a real Facebook page. We'd also like you to go to Twitter and find us and friend us. We'd like you to email us at teabag@tiltcast.com for a question and anything else that you want to email us about. Doesn't have to be related to the question. You can just send us an email. Also now, Google Chrome supports liking of pages. So I'd like you to like our page on Google Chrome. This little icon on the top right-hand corner. So that's tiltcast.com, twitter.com/tiltcast. Facebook.com, search Tiltcast, and of course, teabag@tiltcast.com. And don't forget to subscribe and write us reviews on iTunes so that we can get even more listeners.
Yep.
So tell your friends, and of course, we'll be here next week. And I'll be in the flesh next week. I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing. So, and hopefully, we'll be back. So, with that, did you guys have anything else to add? Did I forget anything?
Not that I can think of.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay, well. We'll catch you guys around and hope you enjoyed this week's episode.
Yep. See you guys later.
Yeah, see ya.
All right. Bye-bye.